Get Up with Mike and Gia.
Oh, we are back. Gia, after having Monday off, he's back in the studio.
Yeah, I feel revived.
Do you?
Refreshed.
Good long weekend.
No, I did feel really revived and refreshed until I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning and boom, smacked in the face with the week again.
Well, I... you'll be so proud of me. Ever since all this self-isolation stuff... I haven't been napping as much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which would surprising me.
But I mean, because you're not going out, you're not burning as much energy, so you don't need to nap, maybe?
I mean, like, because the directive from our bosses here is we come into the studio, we do the show, then we go home.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last thing that we do for the day, recording this for you guys.
Yeah, and then everything else has to be done from the comfort of our beds.
Yes, so it kind of feels like, oh, I'm already home, I don't need to, like, nap or anything like that.
Because like half of your day is resting anyway.
Exactly. I went to bed nice and early last night. I got a full 8 hours last night.
8 hours?
Hell yeah.
Lights
were off at 8.
You know what? I didn't get a coffee on the way to work this morning.
Ah.
That's how revived I was feeling.
Wow.
I know. Look at us go. We're like successfully humaning in the self-isolation age.
Hashtag ISO goals.
Yep. So proud of us. We don't thrive in any other time.
Oh, God, no.
But we thrive in self-isolation.
I'll tell you where you thrive today, Gia.
Mm.
Throwback.
Oh, yeah, I did. Woo! Three from three. Three from three. You'll find out which song I got my third win in a row with.
You don't happen to be missing sport, do you?
Nah. I miss chanting at sport like I know what it means.
Also, there is a great little initiative happening here locally in Orange regarding the use of teddy bears.
Yeah, it's actually happening globally, and Orange is a part of this like global initiative to get kids out and interested when they're going and getting their little bit of exercise that we're still allowed to leave our houses and get at the moment.
Yeah.
There is this really cool interactive map. Mm-hmm. You'll hear more about it in this podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give too much away about it. It's pretty exciting, a lot of fun for the family.
But it's a great idea if you do have little ones who do get a little bit restless at home and do need to go take them for a walk.
Yeah.
This is perfect for them. So have a listen to this in the catch up. But next, you're about to hear how I think this whole isolation thing has done incredible wonders for my social life.
Yeah.
And like, because I living in Orange, I live by myself.
Yep.
And
so anyone would think that Mike, living by himself, having to go home and be by himself and not really spend too much time anywhere else, it would probably make you feel lonely.
No. In fact, quite the opposite. I think I need a rest from all the socialising I've been doing.
Oh, calm down.
I'll tell you, you'll find out why in the catch-up. Thank you so much for downloading. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Tones and I on Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia at 6:54. We do it thanks to the Orange City Centre. Gia, this past weekend was probably the first, I think it was the first weekend since a lot of the new restrictions properly came in, because there were announcements on like Sunday night and then Tuesday and then Thursday, and then this past weekend was probably the first one where all of them were in effect.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Over the weekend, none of the cafes were open apart from delivery and takeaway.
Yes.
And all of those places that you would go on a weekend aren't necessarily open anymore.
Yeah, so after we finished up on Friday, I went home and I didn't leave the house until yesterday morning to come do the show by myself. So
Not even surprised at all.
But... I'm also I'm doing my bit. That's a good thing. I'm staying home.
I know, good on you. But I just don't think that's any different from your standard life that you usually live.
Point taken. But the difference this weekend was the fact that everyone else was doing the same thing.
Yeah. Or copying your lifestyle.
I was a trendsetter, what can I say? Yeah. But what I did notice was I heard and spoke to more people over the weekend than I reckon I have in like on any average weekend.
Really?
Way more people. I spent, of the 48 hours I was basically at home for,
yeah,
I think I was on either a voice call, phone calls, FaceTime or whatever. I think I was on there for a solid 22 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many people did you speak to? Multiple-hour conversations.
Lots of them were multiple-hour conversations. Wow. So I was speaking to my friends who live in the UK in the morning, because that's the time difference. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I was speaking to my family over FaceTime a little bit later that afternoon. That went for about an hour. I was speaking to my friendship group in Adelaide as well. We were on for like 5 hours altogether.
One phone call?
Well, there was like six of us. There was a lot to talk
group
about.
Chat.
Yeah, it was a group chat. We were playing games and so forth. Also, there were people coming out of the woodwork. I was playing on the PlayStation. I was playing like GTA Online, Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I'm not a gamer.
And I was playing and talking to people from high school who I haven't had a conversation with in like at least 8 years.
Oh my God. So you've been more social in the weekend of social distancing than ever before.
All I'm saying is the whole self-isolation thing has done wonders for my social life.
Wow. It's because nobody has anything to do, so they're like, okay, yeah, we'll all sit at home. Oh, Mike is also sitting at home alone.
I'll tell you who is doing nothing. Mike's doing nothing. Panic at the Disco. I wrote Sins, Not Tragedies. Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia. It's 11 minutes past 7.
Some new restrictions kicked in at midnight tonight. They will kick in, I should say. And that's all about the only walking around with one other person, two people, outdoor gatherings.
Yep.
But when ScoMo was doing the press conference to really, really push home that you should be staying home unless absolutely necessary, he sort of confused a few people when he said you can only go out for essential items.
Yes.
And then he unveiled what an essential item is for his family.
Yeah.
Well, what we've said today is you should be only going out to shop for things that you actually need, and you should be doing it on an irregular basis. I'll give you an example. Our kids are at home now. Jenny went out yesterday and bought them a whole bunch of jigsaw puzzles. I can assure you over the next few months we're going to consider those jigsaw puzzles absolutely essential.
So, like, jigsaw puzzles aren't exactly what pops to my mind when I think essential things. I think, like, bread, milk, just the absolute bare essentials.
Things that you need to keep your body functioning.
Yeah, but turns out that even jigsaw puzzles classify as essential items right now.
God, then what else could classify as essential items?
Well, last week you and I were talking about how much we love Trouble.
Oh, we should go get Trouble.
Yeah, if we went down to like Toy World on some street, that could be classified as an essential purchase.
There we go. This is excellent news. I mean, I feel kind of seen because, like, I was looking. Like, I didn't buy any, but I was looking at jigsaw puzzles.
Oh, really?
Like, last week, I was looking at them. I didn't buy any.
Well, I've heard that that's what people are stocking up on now.
Mm.
We've gone through the toilet paper. We've gone through gym equipment. We've gone through Bunnings hardware.
Bunnings paint as well. I have a friend of mine who works at Bunnings in Adelaide, and he was saying he sold, like, $20,000 worth of paint in a single day.
Well, now I'm hearing after ScoMo saying the jigsaws are essential that people are starting to run out of jigsaws. Like, if you go
bare shelves in Kmart.
Yes! In the jigsaw department. You wouldn't believe it.
That's crazy. I do love, like, I revealed on the show on Friday that I had impulse bought a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
So, I used that all weekend, by the way, so it was a good purchase.
So you would call that essential?
I mean, maybe.
You can almost write anything off as essential. Need it. I need it for self-isolation.
If jigsaw puzzles are deemed as essential, almost anything in Kmart could be labelled as essential.
Yeah.
I need this plastic plant.
To make you feel like you're potentially outside when you're stuck inside. There you go. There's a justification there.
I need a task. I need to redecorate the house. I'm going to Kmart. That's essential.
Well, he's saying things that keep you entertained during when you have to stay at home. So in that case, alcohol's a bit of an essential purchase in my household.
Oh, my God.
It's keeping us entertained.
Okay. I feel like you were doing that well before these whole laws came in.
Now I can claim it as essential,
There we go. Excellent, yeah. By the way, you do not need to be stocking up on alcohol.
You don't need to be stocking up on anything right now.
You don't, because obviously supermarkets will always be open. So you will not go without. This isn't like Easter.
They're not like jigsaws.
They're not like jigsaws.
That's actually essential, you know.
Check it out. Get this body started. Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown.
Rewind it back.
On Hit 105.9. Stay active. Stay positive. Anytime Fitness Orange.
This is why I took yesterday off. I wanted to be fresh and ready for Throwback Throwdown on Tuesday.
Nova will be heartbroken to hear that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just to hang out with my dog. It was so that I was really firing and ready to go into bat for the song I picked this week.
Yes, because Throwback Throwdown, we each choose a song that is old school. They fight it out. The winning song, as voted by Orange and the Central West, gets played in full after 7:30. Gia, after losing for quite a while, you have gone, you've come back firing. You've won two in a row now. You're going for three.
Yeah, and I'm going for it with Avril Lavigne's Complicated. Tell me when it ever gonna make things so
complicated. I see the way you're... All right, and then I'm going to counter that with TLC's Unpretty.
Kind of like the songs about ourselves. Like, I'm complicated. You're...
I'm quite unpretty.
This is the fighting spirit coming out, because we each get 30 seconds to tell you why you should vote for our song on 13, 12, 16. Do you want to go first? I'll let you if you want.
I'm more... Honestly, it's fine. I'll go first.
Okay,
whatever. All good. Fine. Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. TLC's Unpretty from 1999. This was the follow-up single to their monster hit that we hear all the time, No Scrubs. Because of No Scrubs, it's easy to forget how good and successful Unpretty was. It hit number one in the US, top 10 in 12 countries, number three here in Australia, was nominated for two Grammys, and the song's lyrics were also way ahead of its time. In an age before the insufferable Instagram influencer, this song is as timely as ever. So vote for TLC Unpretty in Throwback Throwdown.
Okay, all right. Well,
30 seconds you've got.
Complicated with Avril Lavigne's debut hit, but there was nothing complicated about her reaction to her first single's release in 2002. We bloody loved it. The single reached number one in Australia for 6 weeks, was nominated for two Grammys as well, and was one of the most successful releases of the year with over 3 million copies sold worldwide. And this was all when she was only like 17 years old, which explains the song's angsty pop-punk vibes that made us all reminisce on our awkward teen years. Don't act like you didn't try to rock Avril's striped necktie look at some point. I know I did. Oh, what a time. Let's relive it. Vote for it now.
All right. Well, it is now over to Orange and the Central West to vote between Avril Lavigne and TLC. But there's a number of ways you can get your votes in.
You can call on 13 12 16, get your vote in there, or you can head to the Hit 105.9 Facebook page or the Instagram story.
All right. Your choices this morning. Avril Lavigne's Complicated, or... TLC's Unpretty. The winning song will play after 7:30, but get your votes in it right now. 13 at 12, 16.
Check it out. Get this body started. Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown. Rewind it back. Oh. On Hit 105.9.
Stay active.
Stay positive.
Anytime Fitness Orange.
I know we're all losing track of the days, but yes, it is Tuesday, that fateful day that Mike and I put two old school hits up against each other and they go head to head.
Yes, you have won the last 2 weeks. You're aiming for a third week in a row. You're aiming for a hat trick.
I am indeed, and I think that Avril Lavigne might just get me there.
I've countered that with TLC's Unpretty.
And look, we're passionate about these songs, but it is not up to us. It is up to you on 13, 12, 16 and on the Hit social pages.
Yep.
Got a lot of comments coming through.
What have we got?
Danny has said, oh my God, Avril Lavigne, Complicated was released when I was in year 12 at high school. One of my faves, have to vote for it.
I can understand the sentimental,
attachment to it. Yep. Yes. Amanda said, go Mike, good choice, TLC for sure.
Thank you.
Christine has said, you're trying to be cool, but you look like a fool to me, Mike. Avril all the way.
I'll pay that.
Stephanie said, oh, difficult one. I love them both, but I have to choose TLC.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I don't know what to think now.
It's all a bit split. And even Katie is saying, this decision isn't complicated at all. Gia's pick it is. Thank you, Katie.
Oh, God.
It's not complicated. I don't care how split it is on the social pages right now.
All right.
We do have votes coming through on 13, 12, 16 as well. This might clear it up. Mm-hmm. Hello, who's this?
It's Julie, dear. How are
you? Hey, good, Julie. How are you doing at the moment?
Oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Are you at home?
It's a bit like that.
Are you at home now?
Yes, I am.
Yep, doing your part, self-isolating. We love to hear
that's
it.
That's right.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, Julie, we all need a bit of a distraction in times like this. So what song are you wanting to just switch off and listen to for three and a half minutes? Are you going to vote for Mike's song or mine?
It's going to be yours because I'm complicated. So.
Me too. I'm not even ashamed of it. Complicated isn't a negative thing, is it, Julie?
That's right. It must be the blonde hair that does it.
Maybe.
So if you put, so I'm just saying, so Gia, if you put your relationship on Facebook as it's complicated, that's a good thing or?
No. But being a complex human being with multiple layers is a good thing, right,
yeah,
Julie?
I guess.
Right. Yes, that's correct. I agree.
Well, here's hoping we can get it on. Thank you so much for voting, Julie.
No worries at all. Have a good day.
Well, there's still more time to get your votes in on 13, 12, 16, on the Hit Insta story and on the Hit 105.9 Central West Facebook page as well. We do have about 3 minutes remaining. If you haven't made your decision, make it right now because the song will play in full. Will it be Avril? Will it be TLC? We'll find out after the Rubens. Hit 105.9.
Check it out. Get this body started. Tuesday's Throwback Throwdown.
Rewind it back.
On Hit 105.9.
Stay active.
Stay positive.
Anytime Fitness Orange.
Now is the moment of truth. The winning song in Throwback Throwdown is about to be revealed. Will it be TLC? Will it be Avril Lavigne?
Levine. Who's Avril Levine? It is spelt Lavigne, though.
Yes.
Ah, oh, the Canadians. They do weird things.
It's complicated versus unpretty. Gia, you are chasing your third back-to-back win.
I am. And look, Avril is a strong song to come to the front with, but when you came back with TLC's Unpretty, it made me a bit nervous.
I mean, TLC, one of the biggest R&B artists of the last 30 years.
Yes, indeed. And that is one of their forgotten favourites, too. But I do have the percentage of the final votes tallied.
All right, here we go.
On 82%, Avril Lavigne has won. I knew she was going to get me over the line. I knew it.
Whatever.
Because life's like this. Yeah. And that's why she's won Throwback Throwdown. Because life's complicated. But let's forget about that for a minute and just listen to Avril belt it out. The winner of Throwback Throwdown this morning.
Dua Lipa, Physical, Hit 105.9. You are getting up with Mike and Gia at 8:21. You know, Gia, with the new restrictions, we are allowed to get a little bit physical.
We are. Like, the gyms and those kind of things are closed. But there is this cool new idea that's going around when it comes to physical activity that could get the whole family involved and having fun.
Absolutely.
We're going on a bear hunt.
We're going on a bear hunt.
I've got my binoculars.
Well, you won't necessarily need binoculars for this, but all you need to do is grab the kids and go for a bit of a walk around the town of Orange.
Yeah, just the neighbourhood.
Just your local neighbourhood in your own backyard. Go for a wander and you might just see some teddy bears in windows around town.
Yeah. So the cool, someone, I can't remember who started, but we saw it online not long ago about that people are setting up bears in their windows that face, you know, the main road or whatever. So families can walk with their little ones and, you know, find bears.
Keep an eye out for the teddy in the window.
Yeah.
Now, this is actually, I think it might have started in Australia, but it's gone global since then. And it's become this really big thing where there's lots of little families out and about going for their walks, looking for the teddies. And what's really cool is that here in Orange, there is a local lady called Nicole that's come up with something that could be very useful for families. Now, she's on the line. Nicole, what is it that you've done?
So I have created a centralised map, I guess you could say, just to make it a lot easier for people to find the teddies around town. So far, I've counted over 230 teddies in town. Yeah, they just keep coming through. It's amazing.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I'm a mum of two, so I don't have the time you know, to be scrolling, trying to find the addresses of, you know, what people have posted on social media, or driving around town in every suburb. So I thought, you know, I saw this idea from a lady in Canberra and thought, well, why can't I do that for Orange? So, yeah, that's sort of how it started.
So has it been mostly people reaching out going, hey, I've got it here, pop me on the map, or have you seen them around town, a bit of both?
No, definitely. So people have contacted me. I want them to feel comfortable that their address is on the map, showing people they have a teddy there. So I've just been very wary of that. And people have seen the post and weren't aware of the teddy bear hunt. So they've also gone and added bears in themselves, or given bears to family members for them to add into their windows, and, you know, telling their grandparents to add in bears after they've seen the post. So it's been fantastic to see.
Well, it's such a great idea to get the kids out and about. And, you know, they're telling us to do a bit of quick exercise. You know, you don't want to be loitering in places. So if you know where the teddies are, this makes it even easier.
Absolutely.
If people want to find the map, where can they find it?
I have a post on Spread the Word Facebook in Orange, and also the Central West Mums Facebook page as well. I've just popped a post on there. If anyone wants to find the map, they can access it there.
Awesome. Fantastic. Definitely check that out if you're looking for a way to entertain the kids while maintaining the social distance and all the restrictions that you have to follow these days. Nicole, thank you so much for putting the map together and for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me.
So it is just a map on Google. So yeah. I've clicked through the link on Nicole's Facebook page. Look at all the teddies.
Oh, my goodness.
They're everywhere.
Let's have a look here. Wow. And even in my neighbourhood, there's so many around the place.
There are so many teddies.
There is a solid, like, walking plan that you can do with your family. That would be really nice.
That's right. So while we can't necessarily go to the gyms and do all that, you can still get out and do your exercise and do that in responsible groups, obviously not breaking any of the restrictions of the government.
Yeah.
But it's a really great idea, a lot of fun for the whole family. And you know what? If you have a teddy that you think, oh, I'll pop that in the window, get in touch with Nicole, find her on Spread the Word, and let her know so she can add you to the map.
Absolutely. There's also going to be a social post on Hit 105.9 Centrist on Facebook where you'll be able to find that link later on as well. DJ Sammy on Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia at 8:40.
A lot more people working from home at the moment, which means that you end up spending a lot more time with the people you live with.
Yes.
Like, usually, you know, you all live on different schedules just to touch, so you only see each other for a couple of hours of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have pretty much two of my housemates working from home at the moment, and we finish up and they tell us to go home.
Yes.
So I'm home from 10, they're both there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's an adjustment period, I'm not going
to
lie.
I was going to say, you'd have to be on opposite ends of the house, surely.
Well, no, we've all been sitting at the dining room table, you know, on our laptops working away.
So it is like an office.
It's been going okay. Like, my housemate Sophie bought us all Happy Socks, like it's a brand of socks.
Oh, nice.
And now when Everest are, like, feeling a little bit, you know, flat or a little bit down, we're like, put the Happy Socks on.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
Band-aid fix, that'll do.
Let's pep up. We're totes fine. But there is one thing about my housemates being at home that I just not a fan of, and that is that there is always snacks around.
Always.
My housemates being at home and working from home is making me fat.
Okay, what sort of snacks are they doing? Are they, like, just getting, like, the packets of chips or what?
Well, it started off innocently enough, just like one little packet of Easter eggs, because they're everywhere in the shops right now.
Oh, sure, you get those little, like, mini ones and you just have a couple. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's what it was. But this is a never-ending bowl of Easter eggs that constantly refills itself. I have never contributed. I've never bought a bag of the Easter eggs. But you know how many Easter eggs I've eaten?
How many?
A lot of Easter eggs. And then on top of that, because Sophie loves to bake, there's always brand new baked goods in the house.
So
there's muffins, there's cupcakes, there's slices. So not only can I not go to the gym, the one thing that I loved in life, I'm now eating a lot of food.
The one thing you loved in life.
Oh, but I'm just like, oh, yourself. My God. I'm going to come out the other side of this quarantine 20 times the size I was originally. And it's all my housemates' fault.
Because I've seen a lot of tweets and stuff around going, like, there's really no excuse to not be ripped by the end of this, is there? Because you got all the time in the world on your hands, all
to
that sort of stuff.
To just do home workouts and stuff. But then you don't take into consideration
baking.
Yes. And the fact that the pantry and all the foods you could possibly ever want are just there. And if you've got housemates like mine, there's always going to be chocolate there, and it's dangerous.
So I made white chocolate crackle yesterday. You don't want it. You don't want any, do you?
Don't bring it in here.
Are you sure?
No self-control right now.
I'm so bringing
it
in.
I'm like
in
a
tomorrow.
Chocolate addict right now. I can't stop. I won't stop.
Maniac plays next at 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.